A wrinkled old man sitting next to his stand with just about every kind of fruit you can name. In the middle of a vacant lot, just staring out into space, a blank expression on his face, as though he were insane. And I can't help but wonder what might have happened to this old man. His dark face, weather-beaten and worn. His huge black hand, scarred and torn. A rough, hard-working man once belonged to those hands. But now he just sits there, staring out into space, a blank expression on his face, as though he were insane. I picked up a dusty apple, shined it a glossy red, gave the old man a quarter, he dropped it in an old rusty coffee can, and just continued staring out into space. Same blank expression on his face, as though he were insane. And turning to leave, I caught one last glance of that tired, tattered, broken old man who seemed in a trance, sitting on a box in the middle of a vacant lot. Just staring out into space, the bright noon sun beating his dark and defeated face. And turning to leave, I took one last glance of that tired, tattered, broken old man who seemed in a trance, sitting on a box in the middle of a vacant lot. Staring out into space, a blank expression on his face. And I can't help but wonder, that old man's name, and what cruel, cruel things in life must have happened to make him so tame. Turning to leave, just took one last glance of that tired, tattered, broken, proud old man who just seemed in a trance. And I can't help but wonder that old man's name and what cruel things in life could have happened to make him so tame. Sitting on a box in the middle of a vacant lot, staring out into space, the hot noon sun burning his dark and defeated face. And I can't help but wonder that old man's name and what cruel, cruel things in life must have happened to make him seem so tame. What could have happened? What could have happened? What could have happened? Just sitting on a bike.